Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Absolutely. You know, we came here to, you know, win today, and ultimately we fell short. Thought we played well the first half, maybe should have been more up at halftime and weren't. And then, you know, I think the second goal was, a vital moment in the game, and it was of our own making, actually got turned over coming out of defence. And after that, we were paying catch up, and look, you know, that gave me great confidence. They tacked over a couple of points, and then we pushed up again and left ourselves open at the back for the third goal, and that was the game in a nutshell, really, you know.
Yeah, and you, in a way, like, that second goal was an absolute killer, but I suppose you'd have been disappointed, really, with the way the three goals were conceded.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. They were all probably goals on another day that mightn't come, but look, they did today, and Meath went in and they took them, and it's disappointing. So it's back to the drawing board to see, can we avoid that type of, you know, situation going forward? But today, no, it was disappointing to concede goals, three goals, but in the manner we conceded them was even probably more disappointing.
And I suppose, like, in truth, in the first half, like, he really bossed the game.
Absolutely, yeah. And as I said, we went in at halftime and we were disappointed that we were only 2 points up. You know, a goal give, you know, Meath were hanging on. And I suppose, look, we never threatened maybe really to get a goal the first half, even though we got frees and we got points. And we probably needed a goal, like, to give ourselves breathing space, which we didn't get. And ultimately, we paid the price for it in the second half.
I know after they got the second goal, like, he had a double chance of getting a goal. Maybe sometimes when lady luck isn't around, things don't happen.
Absolutely, yeah. We probably needed that goal to go in, and it didn't. And, you know, it was a bit far away from me, and I just saw Sean getting the second one on it. So, look, we didn't get it. They had a chance the first half maybe for another goal. But ultimately, look, they got three goals, we got no goal, and that's the difference in the end.
While there was some great scores today got by different guys, Stephen Sherlock, a huge contribution today. I think he wound up with 14. Are you relying too much on him?
Well, look, you know, probably other lads were getting fouled and he scored, like, you know what I mean? He's the free taker and a very good free taker. So, you know, we are, like, we ideally we would like to have a spread of other, you know, other lads scoring, like, normally Brian there, you know, would always get 3 or 4 points, and, you know, today now it just didn't go from Chris Hogue, you know, I think he got 2 good points as well, and, you know, but ultimately, look, we need probably a bigger spread of scoring, and, look, that's something we'll be working on going forward.
This Division 2 is a right minefield. Like, we have Kildare now next weekend up in Newbridge, a difficult assignment. You're on the back foot almost straight away.
Yeah, look, we knew coming into the league it was going to be 3 tough games, Meath, Kildare and Dublin. So what can we do? Learn the lessons from today, brush ourselves down, and all we're looking now is Newbridge next Sunday. From this evening onwards, hopefully we look back on today and that there's lessons there that we can rectify and go up there and give it 110% next week.
Of course, the other difficulty you have, John, and I suppose other counties have the same problem, the Sigerson is on at the moment and you don't have everyone available all the time.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, there was some of the guys there went to extra time and penalties during the week. MTU had a tough game, same this week. Not ideal, not within our control. We can't do anything about it, so hopefully they come out of it unscathed, and you know, that's all we can do.
A lot of work, as we mentioned while ago, ahead of next weekend. It's obviously back to the drawing board now, and that's a difficult place to get a result in.
Yeah, look, it's that's what it is. You know, it's not easy to go to Newbridge, and I got a result. Dublin got beaten there last year. Kerry drew, but look, what can we do? We go back and we learn, but one sure thing, we'll go up there all guns blazing next Sunday and just see where it takes us.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.